All right. So you've probably peeked into a Pilates studio and seen them. Those big, kind of strange, almost medieval-looking machines. And you're not alone if you've wondered, what on earth are those for? Today, we're going to pull back the curtain on all that equipment and figure out what it's all about, going way beyond just the mat.
Yeah, exactly. We all get the Pilates mat, right? That's where most of us start. But what is the deal with all that other stuff? You know, the contraptions with all the springs and the straps and the moving parts, they can look super intimidating. Which brings us to the big question we're answering today. What do they actually do, and who are they really for?
Okay, so at its heart, the difference is actually pretty simple. The mat, well, that's all about giving you some padded support for your back and your joints while you use your own body weight to do the work. The apparatus, on the other hand, is built to bring in resistance, using springs to really challenge your muscles and make you stronger, but in a super controlled way.
Now, this is where things get really interesting, because there's this huge assumption people make about which one is harder. You know, you look at those machines and you automatically think, okay, that's for the experts, that's the advanced level. But the truth is, probably not what you think. Get ready for this. A workout on the mat is often considered harder than a workout on one of the big machines. I know, that sounds totally backwards, right? How could using just your own body be tougher than using all that complicated-looking equipment?
Well, here's the secret. The apparatus has a double duty. Yeah, the springs are there to add resistance and make you stronger, but the whole structure of the machine is also giving you a ton of support. Think about it. On the mat, it's just you. You have to control and support every ounce of your body weight all on your own. The apparatus actually helps you hold the right form and stay aligned.
And that's the big takeaway here. Those machines are not some kind of advanced level badge of honor. They're amazing tools that can help a total beginner find the right muscles, and at the same time, they can help someone who's been doing it for years go even deeper. They really are for everybody.
Okay, so let's start breaking down the actual equipment. We'll begin with the smaller stuff, the props you're more likely to see in any class. These aren't the big intimidating machines, but they make a huge difference.
You've probably seen some of these lying around. There's the classic magic circle, also called a Pilates ring. Then you've got your basic hand weights, resistance bands, the exercise ball, and even some really specialized things like the foot corrector, which is designed to help with stuff like fallen arches.
Let's just take the magic circle for a second. By putting that ring between your knees or your ankles or even in your hands and just squeezing, you instantly add a whole new challenge to a basic mat exercise. It forces you to fire up your inner thighs and really connect to your core. It's so simple, but wow, is it effective.
All right, it's time for the main event, the equipment that really gives a Pilates studio its signature look. Let's meet the big machines.
These are the names you're going to hear all the time. The reformer is probably the most famous one. It's that thing with the sliding carriage. But you've also got Wunda chairs, different kinds of barrels that are great for stretching and strengthening your spine, the tower, and the biggest one of all, the Cadillac.
And what's so incredible about these machines is just how versatile they are. You're not just stuck in one spot. You can be lying on your back, sitting up straight, standing on your feet, kneeling, all while pushing or pulling against those springs. It lets you work your body from literally every angle imaginable.
So we've got the mat, we've got the small props, and we've got the big machines. But what's the one single idea that ties all of it together? It all comes down to the core philosophy of Pilates itself.
And this is it. It doesn't matter if you're on a mat squeezing a ring or on a giant Cadillac pushing against springs. The goal is never, ever to work just one muscle in isolation. The whole principle is that every single movement is connected, and your entire body is working as one big integrated system. That, right there, is the heart of Pilates.
So, the next time you see these machines, don't look at them as scary obstacles. See them for what they are, supportive partners in your workout. And that really leaves us with one final question to think about. With all these choices, from a simple mat to a complex machine, which tool might be the perfect one to support you on your own body's journey?